Welcome back to the Amarillo National Bank pregame show as the Saudis continue this series in Midland. I'm joined by Jonathan Bernal with our friend, the manager, Javier Colina, translating here on the ANB pregame show. And Bernal, I guess I just want to generally ask, you got to be feeling great about how this season is going, especially the last two outings.
¿Cómo te sientes tú? Porque realmente te ha visto implacable en las últimas dos salidas que has tenido, que ha sido básicamente lo mejor que has hecho este año.
No, bueno, prácticamente me he sentido muy bien, gracias a Dios, trabajando día a día para aportar lo mejor del equipo y creo que se han dado los resultados como queremos.
He said he feels great every day. He's been working so hard with Gabby and doing the little adjustment for the past 3 or 4 weeks, and now he can see the results. So he feels confident. His pitching is moving well, attacking in the zone, and you can see the results. So he's good where he at right now.
What was your off-season training program like for you to have a season like this?
¿Cómo entrenaste tú? ¿Cómo te preparaste tú cuando estabas fuera de competencia en tu país para que se trasladara todo lo que estás pasando y por lo que estás viviendo ahora mismo?
Creo que me ayudó mucho jugar los 2 meses que jugué en México. Me ayudó bastante. Agarré mucha experiencia con todo mi equipo y creo que es lo que he estado trabajando un poquito más y mis picheos en... Bueno, siempre doy lo mejor de mí y trato de ser lo más reservado en el montículo y llevarlo el juego un poquito rápido.
He said he's one of the reasons he's been more confident in the mouse because when you play Winter League, he's from Mexico, he played for the Venados de Mazatlán, and every game down there is like playoff. It's about winning every day, so he needed to perform. So he basically was the starting pitcher in the opening day. Then the GM and the manager gave him that confidence to be that guy and playing with a lot of veteran pitchers in his country, working his little details, how to pitch, face good hitters down there because you're facing a lot of big leaguers. So that's basically what he's been doing here, find a way to learn how to get people out and build confidence every day he crossed those lines.
What does it mean to be trusted in a situation like last night to finish the last 3 innings of a game?
¿Cómo crees tú que nosotros confiamos en ti para que tú termines el juego como lo terminaste en una situación tan complicada como anoche que estaba el juego 2-0 y nosotros como técnicos decidimos dejarte allí?
Bueno, creo que es el trabajo que venimos haciendo semanas atrás. Siempre vengo a competir, a lo mejor de mí, atacando a los bateadores, siempre checando, haciendo buen trabajo con mi catcher, con simplemente haciéndole preguntas al infield. Ya ve Colina, Gaby, siempre me tienen ahí haciendo un trabajo perfecto, la verdad, y siempre vengo con todo, como le digo, siempre vengo con todo, a ayudar al equipo y a dar lo mejor de mí.
Love to compete, love to be in those situations. And I know he doesn't have too many pitches, and his mindset after he threw the first two innings, he was thinking I know for sure I'm gonna go back. So I love that challenge, and been working with Gabby, game calling with the catchers, and learn a little bit of details of the game, and this is what I make him better. And that's me personal as a manager. I was watching him throw him and now we don't need another arm. Let's finish with Bernal because he looks fresh, he looks good, he's attacking hitter, so, and he delivered.
Last one, what's the culture of this bullpen like?
¿Cuál es la cultura que ustedes tienen allá en el bullpen?
Siempre poner atención al juego. A veces sí se convive un poquito más, pero siempre yo estoy al lado de mis compañeros poniendo atención al juego para estar ready cuando nos llame Colina y tratar de divertirnos también un poquito, de divertirnos y siempre dar lo mejor, ¿sabes? Siempre estar viendo y estar listo para cualquier ocasión.
He said the culture is great. It's a big chemistry. They love to have fun down there and talk, but at the same time, always paying attention and being ready and prepared for when the situation comes. He take advantage of the situation when always watching the game and paying attention to the pitch count for the other teammates. So, again, for him, it's more he wants to be in the mound every single day and love to compete.
Guys, thank you both so much.
Thank you, bro. Thank you.
Thank you, thank you.
The Amarillo National Bank pregame show continues next on News Talk 940 AM.